Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, lovelies. You know what time it is? It's time to love. You know, recent research has shown that by turning your mind to love, you can actually activate your brain's reward center, eliciting sweet taste sensations. So sit back, relax, and have the equivalent of a lovely chocolate bar without the calories by listening to Time to Love. Today we're going to be talking about that we are worthy, our worthiness, and how we can feel more worthy of love, of course. That's my show, Loving Yourself, feeling of worthy of love, which starts actually with loving yourself. Now, you know, we teach best what we need to learn. And so I am maybe your teacher in this for right this, you know, 1 hour that we are listening to the radio show. But I need to learn this too. I've been on this path for many years, and I can't say that I have it down. I have a handle on it, and some days are better than others. Some years are better than others, months, days, whatever, it's, you know, but it's constantly learning. And now many words we can use to define specific aspects of the fear of not being worthy or good enough. We can say we're inadequate. We can say we're stupid. We can say we're untalented. We can say we're worthless. We can say we're unlovable, fat, that we're a loser. The label doesn't matter, but we need to uncover the basic fear. They all stem from feeling worthy, in my book. Now, fear can be your friend or it can be your foe. It's your friend when you recognize it. You no longer shy away from situations where you might fail. You can use the fear to push you into taking on new challenges. Now, before this radio show, I decided to go to Toastmasters. And Toastmasters is a training for public speaking. It's been around for a long time, and they have a course to go through, which is tried and true. You know, fear is of public speaking is the number one fear, and it's even before death. So we fear, as a collective, public speaking more than we feel death. I find that quite interesting. Of course, not me, thank God. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. But I was afraid. Do you think I was afraid to go to that first meeting? Hell yes, I was afraid to go to that first meeting. But I did it. And I'm grateful that I pushed past the fear. Each speech I gave, was I fearful? Hell yes, I was. But I did it. And each time was a win and a feather in my cap. Now, when you no longer spend your time and energy trying to avoid some showing the world you're not good enough or you're not worthy, you can love yourself even more. And when you love yourself more, you're able to truly live your life. You can reach your potential. You're no longer trapped in the false security of boredom and routine, seeking any relief, which can be many different things, like drinking too much, drugs, surfing the internet, food, sex, any escape or way to dull the pain. Will you still have your failures? You sure will. But not trying at all completely closes down the way to your success. You don't have a chance at really living and seeing what you are capable of accomplishing. Fear sets the course in our lives no matter what your childhood was like. Fear has developed your likes and dislikes, your mate, your friends, your job, your health, all of your choices. And, you know, I don't know when this begins. You know, it may begin when you're a little child and, you know, you need attention and you don't get that attention and you might make the decision somewhere deep inside of you that, you know, you're not worthy of it. You're not worthy of that attention. You're not worthy. Maybe you had to fight. Maybe you were one of 7 kids, 10 kids, and you weren't the youngest, you weren't the oldest, and you were right in the middle, and you just didn't get the attention you needed, and you figured you weren't worthy. I've given the example before in school. Maybe you drew a picture, and you were quite proud of that picture, but somebody told you that you didn't draw within the lines, or there's no hair that's purple, or anyway, somehow you felt unworthy of being an artist, of anything. So, you know, it doesn't matter how it starts, but I believe we all have these deep-seated fears, these deep-seated feelings of unworthiness. It boils down to feeling unworthy. Now, fear's number one job is to guard you against any negative feelings that would confirm your worst fear, that you're not good enough, you're not worthy. This keeps you from loving and accepting yourself. Now, I'm going to use a quote from an amazing book. The book is Fearless Living by Rhonda Britton, and she quoted, or I'll read this quote, "Fear is the gatekeeper of your comfort zone. Your comfort zone is what you're used to. It may be good or bad, but there's comfortableness there. That may be why some people stay in bad relationships or jobs they hate. The fear of the unknown keeps you there. You know, it's comfortable. If you know you're worthy of a great relationship, you might have the courage to get out of the safe comfort zone. Take a walk on the wild side and see what's out there. No matter how you got to this feeling of not being good enough or worthy, you have the power to change it. We have a choice, people. Very simple in my book. Choose fear or choose love. Choosing fear doesn't look that good in the long run. It has us tight in a ball, clinging, unhappy, not breathing deeply, paralyzed. Knowing in our gut that something isn't right, yet feeling powerless or overwhelmed at the thought of changing. Choosing love, on the other hand, gives us peace, empowerment, joy, freedom, and the knowing that we deserve. We are worthy of the life we've imagined. We certainly are. I definitely feel that. Now, if you're feeling at all unworthy or want to chime in on this subject, you can call in or listen. The comment or comment, the number is area code 646-727-2914. Our chat room is open, and yes, I really, I'm seeing some good chatting going on, and I'm appreciative of my people listening live. That's awesome. You guys are great. If I see your number up on the board, I don't know if you really want to talk or just listen, so I'll say the area code when it's your turn and tell me your name. And if you don't want to, if you just want to listen, please just say, "I want to listen," and I will put you on mute. Yes. Yeah, we have a way of confirming our beliefs, even though they aren't the truth. When you feel unworthy, you might pick a partner who will confirm this for you. It could be very obvious. Your partner could be mentally or physically abusive. You might surround yourself with people in the same situation, shunning the friends who feel worthy of love for people with the same kind of party going. The "I am not worthy" party. It may look different than you. One friend may have a job that they hate where their coworkers or boss confirm their feelings of being unworthy. One friend may exhibit an unworthy attitude towards money, never quite having enough to do what they long to do in life. Everyone wants to be proven right. We will filter out information so that you accept only what aligns with what you already know. Fear uses your desire to be in control, your perfectionism, your effort to look as though you've got it together, to keep you in the same place, feeling you are unworthy. It's kind of tricky, y'all. It really is, you know? Fear, like I said, can be your friend or your foe, and you have to look at it. You just have to look and see what you're actually doing, if you're choosing fear or choosing love. And it's not always easy to discern, but an awareness. You know, you're listening to this show, so now maybe you're going to have an awareness. Are you choosing love or are you choosing fear? Now, I do have a caller on the line, and I believe it's Brenda. Are you still there, Brenda?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, good. And how are you feeling today? Are you feeling worthy?
I am feeling worthy. And, you know, the reason I took the time to sort of answer is because I was thinking, okay, let's see, I'm feeling worthy in the midst of all the stuff that's coming at me right now. But then I remember just in that quick second reading somewhere where somebody was writing about how they were so upset about having all the debts that they have. They owe this person and that person and have all these bills. And there was a really good positive book that I had read, and I'm not going to cite it because I can't remember which one I had by this particular author. They don't want to get anything wrong, send you on the wrong path. But they were saying their answer to that, whether you know about having all those bills, is somebody has extended you credit. Somebody thinks you're worthy enough of extending you credit so that you don't have to pay either your power bill or your credit card bill until a later date. You know, and some people would think that that's really a bad thing to have that debt. The fact is that somebody did extend it to you, and there's not really any other big reason to extend it except they chose to believe you're worthy of it. So mm-hmm. I was thinking, okay, all the things that are under me with my dissertation stuff and this and that, da da da, that I got to do, it means that people actually think I'm worthy of actually meeting all those deadlines. Mm-hmm. And whether I think at this particular moment I'm super worthy, I am super worthy, even if I'm not thinking in that worthy way of thinking. That sounds convoluted, but trust me, it works.
I do trust you. I trust you completely, but, you know, in life... I know. Am I crazy or what? Yes. Am I crazy? I sure am. But,
so,
you know.
Yes, the simple answer, sorry, taking you all around the world and all, the simple answer is yes, I do feel worthy.
Well, yes. And it isn't even dependent. What about people who have quote unquote bad credit and they can't get a credit card or they've overextended their credit? It still comes from a deep feeling within you if you're worthy or not. And that, say you get shut down from a credit card. I was at Home Depot and they said, do you want a credit card? You know, you'll get 5% off today. And, you know, I did the calculations in my head. I was, you know, buying an expensive tool. And then I was like going, well, can I get one? And then I went for it. And because I am worthy and... yes, I was worthy of that credit card. But it's still, it's our worthiness doesn't come from the outside. Our worthiness comes from inside. And I believe we're all worthy because we're here. We are here, and we're unique, and we're wonderful, and we are worthy. We are worthy of something exciting and wonderful to do with our lives. And I talked about that a little bit each show. Each show kind of builds on the other, and so I really hope that that we're all listening, whether you're listening live or listening on the archives. I love you all, and I want you to get this. I want you to get loving yourself more, because my core belief is that that's what I'm here to do. I am motivating everyone I meet and everyone that listens to this show that we are all worthy, and that we are all worthy of love, and loving ourselves is the key. Loving ourselves is the key for loving each other and of having this better world. You know, and if I'm looking at the chats and I'm seeing it says sometimes folks will challenge your worthiness, most definitely, but that is still outside of yourself. It is not inside of you. If they challenge it, you need to shun them. You need to shut them out of your life in some way, because you are worthy, and anyone that challenges it, any situation that challenges your worthiness, you need to rise up. You need to rise up some way, somehow. And, you know, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying that it's constant effort. I'm saying that for all the years that we have felt unworthy and we've chosen fear, we have to have a new habit. And the new habit is working on building ourselves up and loving ourselves and knowing that we are worth love. And the only way we're going to get the love, the money, the job, what we want in this life is to love ourselves and to feel worthy of that. And I got an amen on the chat room. I got an amen on that one, most definitely. And it boils down. It's simplified, and I challenge you all to study it and to look at this. And, you know, maybe we need to have a counselor, a therapist, a life coach, a good friend, a good book, or a friend who has been there that can help. Definitely, we're going to need to work on this. It's not overnight, and that's why I feel like I can talk about all these things week after week, because it is something we need to almost drill into our heads. As we have chosen fear and we've kind of drilled into our heads the feeling of being unloving, unlovable, or unworthy, we need to drill into our heads that we are lovable and we are worthy. And we need to do this constantly, a day-by-day thing. In fact, I'm not sure if it was you, Brenda, or a book that I read. I think it was in a book that I just was reading, that Fearless Living book, and she also has Fearless Loving. Rhonda Britton, I had the opportunity to meet her and absolutely love that woman. She is a dynamo, and she has been through the fire. She was through the fire very early in her young life, at, I believe, 10 years old. A terrible tragedy beset her. And it took her a long time for her to realize what she was doing, that she was choosing fear. And then she made the choice to choose love. And like I said before, I highly recommend her book. And sometimes, you know, maybe we can't afford a therapist, or maybe we're doing okay. But books, man, there are so many amazing books out there, and I'm hoping by this time next year my book will be out there. And guess what it's going to be called? Yep, you got it, because you're all very smart. Time to Love. That's what I'm basing my life on these days. In fact, I've started writing on my pottery, Time to Love. I put my name and I put Time to Love. And maybe people will somehow, you know, Google that and find the radio show. I'm not sure, but, you know, it's just become my motto. I'm living it, people. I'm not there yet, wherever there is. You know, do I love myself constantly? No. I fall into my habits of choosing fear. You know, I fall into my perfectionistic ways. I fall into my ways of judging myself. Oh, that wasn't good enough, or, oh, my gosh, you could do better, instead of just loving and accepting myself. And I'm not saying, you know, you don't try your best. You definitely do your absolute best, but, you know, you got to ease up. Well, you got to love yourself. Like I've done the analogy before, you know, a little baby, they fall, and you don't say, oh, little baby, don't try that again. No, you pick that little baby up, you smooch it, you comfort it if it's got some owies, and you set it back on its feet, and you encourage it to walk again, to do something again. Definitely. And one of the ways that I do it, I use affirmations. Affirmations are a way of, it's almost a drill. You can use them as a drill. You can use them, put them little post-it notes around the house and use affirmations to remind yourself that you are beautiful and worthy. I have one right now on my bathroom mirror. I am beautiful and worthy. I am good enough. I matter. I am worthy. These are very good affirmations. And if you want to learn more about affirmations, you can actually look at Louise Hay's book. She will, You Can Heal Your Life is the name of the book, and she uses affirmations for healing physical sicknesses as well as emotional sicknesses. Were you going to say something, Brenda?
No, I was just, well, I know you were studying with, I cannot remember her first name right now, Britton.
Rhonda.
I'm just getting a block, but Britton.
Rhonda.
You were getting ready to say
Rhonda
something
Britton.
About Britton, and you went into her whole backstory. And
I did.
And I was thinking, okay, no, you were getting ready to tell us something. Huh?
Oh, well, I might have lost it. Who knows? Who knows?
But, so I was trying to hold on to that. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's all on being worthy. And Rhonda Britton,
yes,
in her book, Fearless Living, she will actually, she talks about how to find our wheel of, how to work with our wheel of fear and how to pick out what the underlying fear is. And like I said, I feel it boils down to unworthiness, but it might be, you know, looking like a loser, you know. In fact, I believe in her book she said that she actually could see a big L on her forehead for loser. And it all was from her young life and what happened to her, but she made that feeling, you know, rule her life. Being a loser, looking like a loser. So, you know, there's many ways that we overcompensate for that. Like I said, perfectionism, you know, trying to be perfect. Nobody's perfect, so get over that one. That's all I got to think about that. Nobody is perfect.
Well, you know, the thing you were saying earlier about people who try to make you believe you're unworthy, that there is something to that phrase, what you think of me is none of my business. And it's nice to know when somebody likes you. Okay, that's great. But even that, it's like it shouldn't really influence who we are. If you want to be a better person, make sure it's because you want to be a better person for yourself. And, you know, what you'd like to offer the world, not because, you know, Kim Kardashian said you should. Not picking on her, I don't know, or I really don't know.
Right.
But my point is stand up for your self-worth because, as you said, it is not dependent on somebody outside yourself. It is totally within. You got that brilliance. You were born with it.
Mm-hmm.
So just own up to it. Just live. And if you're not feeling it, like even if you have bad credit, listen, if you have bad credit, somebody thought you were worthy of credit at one point, which means you're still worthy of credit. You just need to change a few things. You can certainly get back there and go beyond that. So, I mean, bad things happening around us really don't have anything to do with our worth. That's
exactly
something that you're born with, I believe.
Yep.
Anyway.
I believe it too. Because we are here and we are part of the Creator, And we are here to express something that's unique to us, maybe express it in a certain way or, you know, do something. And that's another way when we're feeling unworthy, we will stop ourselves from our uniqueness, from expressing our uniqueness. You know, I've been doing other things in my life, but really and truly, I've always motivated people and loved on them. And so, you know, I might feel, you know, I'm unworthy to teach masses of people to love themselves. But I've shown that, and I've actually, that's the step that I have in this radio show, is to realize that I'm not too old, I'm not too stupid, I'm not too any of those negative things. I am worthy, and this is my gift to the world, and that's what I am achieving, definitely. Now, I have a really good analogy of some of this. It's like, think of yourself like a car. And in order to run, your car needs gas. So in order to feel worthy, we need to fill our tanks with love or worthiness. When we fill our love tanks, we have the energy and patience to give ourselves. And when we fill our love tanks, we can choose to then have the energy and patience to love others. You know, choosing love. If you love to sing loudly, do it. Express yourself. Lay aside the judgment, that's fear, and just do it. You know, you got to get out of your comfort zone. Now, we, you know, some of you may know that I am a ceramic artist, and I am currently taking a pottery class. And I am teaching a pottery class. The class I'm teaching is beginners wheel throwing and up to advanced. But most of my class is beginners. And I am very proficient throwing pots on the wheel, using the pottery wheel, and I truly love it. But the class that I'm taking, I made a promise to myself that I will not throw on the wheel. I'll only hand build. And this is not a comfortable decision for me. It's completely out of my comfort zone. And I've had to talk myself off the ledge, so to speak, a few times. Like I'll be, you know, I don't have a lot of pots that I've made. And so I'm thinking, you know, if I was on the wheel, oh my goodness, I could definitely, you know, make more pots if I got on the wheel. But, I've talked myself away from that ledge, and I forgive myself for not being perfect. I forgive myself for maybe being a little bit slower in my hand-building techniques, but I am saying that I am learning so much. It is so much fun, and I've got some wins to show for it. I've got some really cool hand-built pots and a little bit of sculpture. And this is the direction I would like to move. So I have another caller, and it's also area code 253, the Seattle area. I'm going to be bringing them up. And hi, 253, is this Linus?
Yes, it's Linus. How are you ladies doing?
Most excellent. And how are you doing? I see you in the chat room.
Yeah, me and Jules, we holding it down.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
But what I'm calling for, you were talking about worthiness, and something hit me. How do you, when a person gets to a point of suicide or something tragic that's happened in their life, how do they come back to feel worthy again?
Well, I think something is as a suicide or attempted suicide, if they've actually done it.
Yeah, because you haven't worked.
Right. I would say that really, truly finding a counselor, finding a therapist, that might help you because, you know, you might need medication. You might have a chemical imbalance. And you might need, you know, they say that the longer you're in a depressive state, the more your brain actually changes chemically. So, you know, I'm not adverse to doing what you need to get help. That's a big one. That's a real big one. And to get back from that takes just definitely constant effort. And hopefully your therapist will be able to help you with that. And like I said, maybe the medication will help you get more balanced so that you can get out of that hole. That's a deep, dark hole, definitely.
Well, it is, and why I'm bringing this up is because you're talking about worthiness. So somewhere along the line, they felt they were unworthy and wanted to commit suicide. Or in my case, I was raped, and I wanted to commit suicide. I just felt like, nah, I ain't worth this, I ain't worth that. But thank God a lady said something to me that turned me all the way around about how worthy I was. That's what it was, how worthy I was. But I think
Lennis,
I just... Huh?
Lennis? And that woman who said that at the perfect time, you were also open to receiving that. I know that you have lots of angels around you, and they led you to that woman. And sometimes it can be the right therapist. It can be just some woman that you meet in the grocery store. I do that all the time. I say things to people, and I can see from their eyes that it's the right thing at the right time. How do I know how to do this? I'm not quite sure. I do believe I am divinely guided in my life, and so I believe that that sometimes I can do that for someone, and that woman did it for you, and I am so grateful, Lennis, but you were also open. I bet you had gotten to the point where you were asking for help.
Nope, I wasn't.
I mean, asking in your prayers, like, please,
nope.
God? No,
nope.
You weren't. You were in a deep hole.
Oh, yeah. I was in a very, very dark place.
And
very
that's
dark.
Someone who's to you. But yet, a woman came in and she said, you are worthy.
Well, she said this to me, just one line. She said, if you love your daughter so much, then why do you want to kill her mother?
Oh.
Wow. That's great.
And that just made me do 180. Of course, I walked around the house and cried. She just sat there. Beautiful, beautiful lady. She sat there. She didn't try and jump up and hug me or nothing. She let me go through it. And
right.
I was like, no, I'm not a coward. I mean, I've never been a coward in my life, but I was being a coward because I was not facing reality or who I was inside, as you say, your worth, who you are as a being.
Right.
You know, I just gave up ship. So I think about that, not just because of my situation, but people that close to suicide or, say, a parent that's lost a child. And it's like, well, hey, I think I was the best mother in the world. How did my son go out here and get on drugs and then he ends up gets killed? You know, or parents, say parents are excellent, and they have this kid that's just gone the other 180-degree direction. And this parent is saying, but I'm worthy. I mean, I made sure clothes, food, good education. Why would this child do that?
Well, when it comes to other people, Lennis, Brennan and I have talked about this many times. It's you really, when it comes to your children, you have to realize they have a life past. They are not you, and you truly have to honor that they are on the path. If you have done what you needed to do, if you love them, you've given them food, shelter, and clothing, yes, there are many that still choose the fear. They have felt unworthy in their life by something. You know, in fact, I had a friend who had a daughter that had been raped as a young girl. And she felt unworthy, and she started making the absolute worst choices in the world. Well, I had to talk my friend into realizing that, we all want to keep our children safe, but we can't always do that. And things happen because they are here to learn and grow as well as we are. And at some point, you have to honor that, and you have to say to them, you know, child, I am here for you. I love you, but I can't live your life. I cannot make you make sane, loving choices. I have to watch you go through this, and yes, it's the hardest thing in the world to watch our children with these choices. To make any choices, and to suffer. They may choose to love a guy that's, or a woman that is not worthy of them. And we have to sit and watch it, because we know if we say, hey, that's not a man for you or the woman for you, they'll mess themselves even tighter. So we have to watch them, but really and truly with our children, it's not us. And that's why the only power we have is role modeling our choices, to say to them, you know, I have failed, to be real with them. We're not this person up on a pedestal. We're real. We fail. We fall down. But how we get up and how we realize in our lives that we have to love ourselves, that is going to do more for our children than, you know, berating them or say, you know, hey, I didn't raise you to be with a man that doesn't treat you right. You know, we need to model for them. We need to say, I was with a man who didn't treat me right, and I left him because I am worth more. And that's why it all begins with loving ourselves. And do we have friends that don't love themselves? Do we have friends that don't feel worthy? Do we have children? Do we have people in our life that feel that way? Well, yes, we do. But when we love ourselves, that's the empowerment we give others, because we've empowered ourselves. Does that make sense to you, Leonard?
Yes, it does, because I'm asking this for other – I wasn't asking for me, but I'm asking because I know in worthiness, parents do feel like that, as well as people that are suicidal or tragic things have happened in their life, because prior to that, they might have felt like, I'm a good person, you know, I go to church or I work or I'm a good citizen or blah, 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 and something happens, and then you look inside yourself and say, well, am I really like that? I thought I was a good person. I valued who I was.
Mm-hmm. But it's all part of learning.
Yeah, and that there again, you're allowing somebody else to, you know, make you. Well, they don't make you, but you're allowing somebody else's perspective to influence you questioning yourself. Listen, I think that talking about sort of backtracking towards the suicide of your child or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
First off, what other people do and how they live their life, because it doesn't matter what stage they are or how they're doing it, whether you think they're doing it badly or not, it's still their life. And it shouldn't influence how you see yourself. And if you are somebody who has some really bad attributes, listen, it's not because of the other person. It's because of what you do or how you behave yourself. And second of all, small steps towards understanding your worth are extremely beneficial. I myself, this whole graduate school, PhD, this has not been easy. It has not. I don't know if people think it is because I don't talk about the darkest days that I experienced, but one of the things I started to notice is I would start making things in the kitchen. I would go in there and I would make some incredible dish or some dessert or something. It wouldn't be because I was hungry. It's because I know how to cook. It's one of those things that that helps me feel good about myself. No one else necessarily has to come and eat it, but it just confirms to me that, okay, you may feel like you're an idiot because you didn't get an A in a class you know you could have done better in, but, or maybe you didn't get a concept and you're upset about it, but I can still go in there and make a pot of beans that are kick-ass. So, or maybe all of a sudden I make some weird dessert that nobody's ever heard of, and it's still kick-ass. And so hold on to those little rungs in your life. Even if you feel like you're nothing or people tell you you're nothing, but you look down and you see that you always know how to pick the best shoes. It may seem a little pedantic or a little stupid, but even something as small as that, like you do well with the way you dress, or you always have the coolest hairstyle, or maybe it all comes down to when you hug people, you know how to hug them really good. It doesn't matter what it is. Take these little baby steps and keep using them as little rungs on a ladder to pull yourself out of some really dark moments. Because when we're feeling dark, we're feeling depressed, it just spreads like a cancer to everything. You may look at somebody and think they're everything, but when you're depressed, you all of a sudden, they have shadows on their eyes, and they seem like, they seem frightening. So that's why it's good. Just look at little steps, little steps. This person pulled Lenis back by reminding her of something that she associates her worth with, her beautiful daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And so she just used that rung, and she kept, that didn't, wasn't the end. Lenis still had to keep pulling herself out. Because I guarantee you she had dark days, and she'll probably have more. We all have dark days, good days, whatever, but they don't define us. And we have to remember that maybe when you can't muster up your self-worth, maybe a really good cheesecake, you know, my baking it gives me some of my worth back and reminds me of who I am, which is better. Excuse me?
Go ahead. You go ahead, which is better?
It reminds me that I'm better than when I have a bad grade. I'm better than when somebody looks at me or calls me a bad name. I'm better than when somebody talks to me as if I'm an idiot or you know, the person that I love doesn't give me the attention I want. It's just, if that cheesecake, you know, laugh, folks, laugh, but that little cheesecake can save you, or whatever it is. Maybe Lydia will go into the studio feeling bedraggled, and she makes a little mug, but there's just something about it that just, the way it sparkles, the way it's shaped, and it makes her think, well, you are a damn good potter.
Mm-hmm.
And that will help. That's one little rung for her to pull back out.
Yeah. And, you know, I did a show on baby steps. And like I said, my shows kind of build on each other. And the baby steps, definitely, or it's a part of filling your love tank. You know, when you go in the kitchen, Brenda, you are putting gasoline in your love tank, you know, because not only do you need that fuel to keep studying and keep doing what you're doing, but you also need that fuel for loving yourself. Like you said, these little baby steps that we can take definitely help us in loving ourselves more, filling that love tank. And, you know, another one which I'm going to do a whole show on eventually is forgiveness. You know, we have to forgive ourselves for feeling unworthy. No matter how these feelings got there, you know, Lenis, you got to forgive yourself for being in a situation where you got raped. You know, nobody deserves that. Nobody at all. You know, you might wrestle with, well, maybe if I didn't, maybe if I hadn't, maybe I shouldn't, all of those things. But can you forgive yourself that this is, it's a part of our learning, people, whether it's bad credit, if it's a scary situation, an assault of some kind, you know, it's part of our learning. And, you know, if you can pull yourself out of this learning, the learning of being in a marriage for 29 years, thank you, Jules, that where it's not what you deserve. You deserve more love. Maybe it's a person that cannot show you the love. Well, when you feel unlovable, that's what you're going to choose. You're going to choose someone that affirms that for you. If you feel unworthy, you're going to choose people in your life that will confirm that for you. You will choose the boss that, or the job that has the boss that will never give you a raise, that looks over you for getting a raise because that affirms it for you. But when you start feeling worthy, that you deserve a job where people recognize what you're giving, then you'll get out of the job, or maybe the boss will go away and you'll get a new boss, and that boss will realize your worthiness. You know, you don't always have to leave things or discard things to to for yourself. But when you are in that space of feeling unlovable, unworthy, then you will have those situations that actually will confirm that for you. And then sometimes there's flukes in life. There's flukes, you know, you took this path instead of that path and, you know, got smack dab into a terrible car accident and, you know, you're wondering, well, you know, why do I deserve this? I'm a good person. I believe there's a book. I never did read this book, but that book that when bad things happen to good people. Well, I believe, you know, I've been around the block a lot. I've been in all kinds of situations, and I believe there's learning. And when we look for how can we grow from this lesson, how can we use this lesson, you know, maybe talking about, you know, Lennis, you've talked a few times about your attack, and Boo also, and Brenda also, and, you know, this empowers us to help others that have been through this. You know,
yes.
There are people that
yes.
that have been attacked, that have been raped, and they are in a low point, but that we talk about it and share with others, I've been there and I came through it. I was in a terrible marriage for 29 years, and I left it, and I am getting on the other side of it. And that is, it's a by sharing that, hey, I learned that I'm worth more, that I am worthy, that I did not, I'm not a bad person for these bad things to happen, and that we can get out of it. This is a role model for other people. I think that it's very important for us to share. You know, in fact, I saw this woman. I'm going to go back to Rhonda Britton. I always kind of talk in circles. But I saw this woman, Rhonda Britton, at a church. She gave a talk about fearless living. And I went away from that talk thinking, this woman has it all. This woman is amazing. This woman has, you know, I mean, I was looking up to her, and I still do, of course. And then I got her book. I cracked open her book. I got it at the talk. And I cracked open her book and read her story. I don't even want to share it here, but believe me, it was horrific. Absolutely, for a 10-year-old to go through this horrific thing, it was horrific. But here she is. She is alive, and she is stronger, and she is helping others, and she is learning and loving and living and loving fearlessly. You know, she is absolutely amazing. You know, Lennis, I don't know if you, she had that television show. In fact, when I saw her, she said there's a television show in the works. And Brenda, do you remember what the television show is called?
What was that? They were,
she took women who had been in all kinds
yeah.
of situations. And they lived in a house, and she was the one who brought Iyanla into my
yeah.
consciousness.
Oh, I remember
Iyanla.
That show. Yes. Oh, that was a great – it pissed me off when they took it off the air because it helped so many women.
Many
people. My God, it helped women.
Oh, my God. Oh, and this is the woman who started it, Rhonda Britton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now I know you're talking about. Yep.
And when I first saw it, and that's how I found Iyanla and loved her instantly, because that woman, you know, she, you know, think of the strong women in your lives, and they have been through the fire, ladies. They don't just float on top of the water. They don't walk on water all at once. They have been through the fire. And so sometimes our mettle is tested by all kinds of things. And we're good people, but it still gets tested. And it's what we
mm-hmm.
choose. You know, Lennis, I am so grateful for you and that you didn't take that choice of suicide, because you have given me a true gift, and I will love you forever.
Well, thank you. Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah, I'm... You know, that's why I brought it up about the worthiness, because Brenda, tell you, I'm a really strong person. I go through stuff, but I'm the kind of person, I go in the corner, cry, come out, next day is a new day. New day, new beginning. And that just took me to somewhere I didn't even know existed within my own spirit or soul. you know, so that's why I was saying, how do you, I mean, to me, I felt like I lost my worth, who I was and everything. But it came back, and it came back even greater. But then I had help.
Wow.
I had Brenda. I had my psychiatrist in me. I had my group. So, I mean, people on the outside helped. But all in all, it was up to me to bring my worth back, who I am.
Amen.
I had forgot this. I let somebody almost take that away from me.
And that is worse. Than what physically happened to you. I mean, I'm not lessening that at all. But
it is the inside. Mm-hmm.
It is the inside. It most definitely is. And that you've survived it, you've gotten through that fire, and you are definitely, you know, going to show others and teach others. And that's what you're doing. You have a radio network that you started. You went past that fear. You might have had some doubts about that. You're in your comfort zone. You had your own shows by yourself, and, you know, Brenda came on, but then you were willing to step out and say, you know what, I'm going to pay it forward. I'm going to invite others to do this. You know, you're an amazing woman, and that is the truth. We all are, and we're all amazing people. I might have some men on here, too, and I think they're absolutely amazing, too. If you are here, if you are within my sound of listening to what I have to say, you are worthy. You are definitely worthy of loving yourself, and you're worth it. You are definitely worth it. Yeah, yeah. Jill said a shout out to the fellas. You know, just because they're big and strong, and sometimes I think the world is made more for the men than the women. We're definitely in a patriarchal society. You know, there are men that feel this way too, and that's why I do. Mm-hmm. I have to remember that it's not all women. But now, ladies, the women, the men in our lives need us. And if they're not in your life now, you still affect them. You know, me talking about them and saying to them, you know, I'm not saying it's only women. It's men too. We're all worthy of the love. And, you know, I have a very sensitive son. And I see how the society affects him and how they treat him because of his sensitiveness. And, you know, so it's uppermost. And my husband is a very sensitive man, too. And last night on Valentine's Day, we, of course, loved one another, but we loved ourselves. And my husband opened up and shared a whole lot with me, which, of course, made me love him all the more. But there are sensitive men, and they need to know they are worthy also, definitely.
That's true,
you know,
and that's good. Jules just brought something up. I didn't mean to cut you up. She made a good point. Men don't express themselves either, their feelings, like us women do.
Exactly. And that's why when we're with them, if you love yourself, you are going to express your feelings. My husband and I didn't get this close, you know, right away. We had to work on it. We had to tell each other. You know, I had to tell him when I felt unworthy or minimalized by something he said. And it was scary for me. And I find that a lot of women, you know, you don't want to show yourself to the man you're with because you think deep down that core feeling of being unworthy of the love. And you might not show yourself, but when you feel more worthy and you feel more lovable, then you can express those feelings. And it opens up an amazing dialogue for men. In fact, I find a lot of men will then express that they're feeling the same thing. They may have other parts, but that doesn't mean that society and their life didn't make them feel unworthy in their lives, you know? You know, I want you all to realize, to celebrate your wins, too. I'd love for everybody to have a notebook or a journal. And at the end of the day, one of the things you can do is review your day and write down your wins, as little as they can be. I went into the kitchen, and I made some fantastic concoction, and that made me feel good. Put that down as your wins. Celebrate that you wore a beautiful blouse and you got compliments. Celebrate that it was completely out of your comfort zone. Maybe it was red. I know women who say, well, I don't wear the color red. And because what does red do? Red draws attention to you. And maybe they're uncomfortable with their body or with their own, you know, beautifulness. But, okay, so you went out on a limb. You went out of your comfort zone, and you wore that red blouse, and you did it. And so you, that's a win. Celebrate that you were kind to others as well as yourself. Buy gold stars. This one I love. Buy gold stars. And if you have a calendar for all of those wins that you have, put gold stars on your calendar. And then maybe you're having an off day, but you look, you know, right now we're on the 15th of February. But if I had gold stars on my calendar, I'm going out and buying gold stars today. But if I had gold stars on all those preceding days and I could look at it, that would make me feel good. It would make me feel really good. So you could put them on your calendar, or if you don't really want others to see them, put them down in your journal. All the days you choose love instead of fear. You know, give yourself the time it takes to establish your worthy habits. It doesn't come in a day. Like Brenda says, and like I did a whole show on, take baby steps. If you get out of your comfort zone with just one little thing, maybe you're in the checkout line and you see a woman and you see that she tried, she put on some pretty earrings. You know, give her a compliment. She's going to feel better and you'll feel better because you're going to see that she feels better. You know, so make sure you put that gold star down, most definitely. You know, gold stars are something that you had as a kid, and when you don't get a gold star, you felt bad, and maybe you deserved a gold star because there was plenty of things that you did as a kid that you deserve gold stars for. But, you know, don't judge yourself like your other people judge you as a child. Make sure that you are, you know, being kind to yourself, being loving to yourself. I have talked about having this picture of yourself as a small child, and you would not be mean to a small child. You would be kind and gentle to it. So make sure that you, you know, maybe put a picture of yourself up somewhere as a child, and when you're writing in your journal all your wins, look at that sweet little face, you know, and just give more love to yourself. You know, you are worthy because you're here. You are unique. Our Creator, God, doesn't make junk. It made you. And there's only one of you. And even identical twins, they may share looks, but they don't share feelings. They're all unique. We are all unique. And you have something unique to share with the world. Move to the I am worthy stage of your life and start going for it, people. Life can be short. Go do it now and do it little steps if you have to, whatever. Get the support that you need however you need it. If you need to get a support group, get a support group. I have friends, and we had a woman's group, and we would meet once a week. And our friends, you know, we've scattered around the globe a little bit, and but we do get together, and we still know how to support each other. And I think that is the most amazing thing. Now, I am getting short on time, but I've learned something, Lennis. You might do it. I actually schedule myself for 90 minutes now so that if I'm talking a lot, if I'm on a roll or so, that I can definitely, I can just talk over and then end it in a very comfortable way. But I have some quotes that I got. And one is by Ethan Embry. I don't know him, but it says, you have to do your own thing no matter what anyone says. It's your life. Remember that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, one of my favorite ladies in the world, Oprah, said this one. She said, there is a difference, you know, between thinking you deserve to be happy and knowing you are worthy of happiness.
Amen.
Amen. Oprah is an old soul, and she has done some amazing things in her life. She's helped me. How many times have we been feeling low or whatever, and maybe we are, you know, channel surfing, or we find ourselves home in the middle of the afternoon, and we're like, oh, geez, I'll turn on Oprah. I didn't ever get to see her show regularly, but every time I tuned in, it was like her or her guest was talking to me. Have you guys had that experience?
Mm-hmm.
She mm-hmm. and it was just what you needed to hear. So,
at that time,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
at that moment
today,
in time.
At that moment in time, and I do believe that our angels, God, you know, whatever you want to talk about, our spirit guides, I believe that just what we need, like that woman who was there for you, Lennis. And one day I'll talk about when I was very, very young, and this is before I got on the spiritual path, I met a man, and he was like a guru, and he was talking to the multitude of people in his living room. And he said something, and it struck a chord in me. And I'll tell it right now since I got the time. So I actually went into the kitchen and I was crying. And he came in there eventually and he said to me, "What's the matter?" And I said, "I don't think I'm good." That was my core belief. I didn't feel good. I didn't feel worthy. I was 19. I was 18 at the time. And he
mm-hmm.
looked at me and he said, "You are worthy. You are good." And you know what? I've always been blessed in my life. When people, I have a really good BS meter. When people are saying BS, I know. But also when they are speaking the truth, I know. And that's all he had to say to me. That's all he said to me was, "I was worthy and I was good." And you know what? It changed my whole direction of my life. And I once again felt worthy. It was absolutely amazing. Now, there is someone on the line with an area code 111111, so I can't identify this caller. I'm going to bring this caller up because I feel like I should, and then I'll end the show, but see what they have to chime in on. So I'm bringing up this mystery caller, 111 area code, but it's not letting me do it. Maybe there's a reason for that, too. I don't know. Well, they dropped off, so that could have been the reason. Anyway, y'all, thank you so much for calling in. Jewel, thanks for being in the chat room. I am thrilled to have you, and maybe someday she'll call. That would be awesome. Any last thoughts, ladies?
I enjoyed the show. You could do a part two as far as I'm concerned, but I definitely enjoyed the show because you opened my eyes, too, about some things I hadn't kind of looked at. So I thank you for that, Lydia. Very good show, and Brenda, too.
Uh-huh. How are you, Brenda?
Yep. And thank you, Jules, for being in the chat room with me.
Oh, yeah.
And I love you, too, Jules. She's a beautiful lady.
Love you, too.
It's a lovely show, and it's certainly what we all need to hear and be reminded of on a daily basis, that no matter what, you come in your birthday suit and you're still worthy. You've got it. So wonderful information, Lydia.
You got that right, and I do want to say that we have some amazing shows on the Essence of Success Network. We have Brenda's shows, Dermcology and BYO Brilliance, and we have Lennis. She has her free psychic shows. She has her Friday driving home. Lennis, I listened to you while I was loading my kiln yesterday, and I loved your choice of music. It did bring a very good smile to my face as well as my loins. It got me going, and I was ready to welcome my sweet husband when he got home with a wonderful meal and wonderful conversation. And also your Sunday show. What's Sunday? You're going to do something on Black History?
No, that'll be the last Sunday of this month. Actually, this Sunday, it's free advertising. So anybody that has a business, just call in, and I'll give you 3 minutes to tell your business, tell anything about it, you know, and free.
Awesome.
Just to let people know, you know, like you, Pottery, how many people know unless they listen to on air? So let's get it out there.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, I definitely need to get a website on that one. But Yeah, that's a wonderful service. I there was actually a guy on the air on a regular radio show that he would do that on Fridays. He'd have given a plug for your business, and I really helped businesses, and it helped me listening to it to understand, where I might take my car if it needed some brakes or that type of thing.
Yeah,
I think it's actually
yeah, whatever it is, I'm opening it for 1 hour and let people tell folks what's going on. It's good to know. The last time I did this, it was so neat. This lady had a sex business. I mean, you know, like a sex shop, love pantry.
Uh-huh.
And instead
of
being funny, we almost started laughing. It ended up being quite interesting. So we learned something. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
You never know.
Oh,
yeah. You never
Does
know.
Does that mean that people can come on there and tell you about their website, even if they're not
ma'am.
In business?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds good.
Oh, that's a wonderful service, Lennis, and that's what I see all of us. I feel that we are all here to serve one another. So I'm going to close the show with a thought, and it's an affirmation. It's, today I close the door on my past, open the door to my future, take a deep breath. Come on, ladies, take a deep breath. And step through to a new life because I am worthy. Amen.
Amen.
Well, till next week. Next week I'm actually going to take the week off. I have something that I really am going, it's going to help me love myself more, and I'll be here on March 1st with a brand new exciting show yet to be thought of.
All right.
Well.
We'll look forward to it. Enjoy your vacation.
Okay, I will. And you ladies have a great week. I'll be listening. Talk to you
all
later.
Right. All
bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.